Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive here on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets. Front row seats in the bullpen for Sunday's game against the Arizona Cardinals. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Stay tuned and be listening for that. Coming up in about 17 minutes, you'll hear from the head coach, Willie Fritz, University of Houston, as they have a big bowl game, the Kinders Texas Bowl, coming up. I'm hoping I can get me some of the Kinders. They got some sauces and some seasonings. I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping we can run into some of that.
We'll probably get a little care package in here.
If we can get us a care package. Shout out to you. Maybe Houston Rodeo, maybe at some point you give us one as well.
Nice. That'd be nice, man. You know, talk a lot about you.
Yep.
Been going since I was knee high to a grasshopper. I mean, I feel like it'd be the best use of a care package in the building.
Tyler, you know, I knew that was going to.
I mean, I've got a few. I got a few years. I got a few
exactly
years.
I said it. I like anybody, it. It grinds my gears too.
Is there anybody in the building, and you can include Salesforce if you'd like?
Tyler,
is there anybody in this building that's been going to that damn Houston Rodeo longer than me, including all these stations? We've got six stations.
Andy, I'm not old enough.
I'm gonna think Andy.
Yeah, he might got you.
Andy, my God. Weatherman got me. You're right. Got anybody else? Got anybody else?
Nope.
I don't know.
Point per yeah,
top down. I feel like my experience, my investment in the rodeo over the years should get us all a care package. All be in the drive, of course.
You deserve one of those belts.
Hell yeah, I do. With my name on it? Absolutely. Yeah. Kidding me? I mean, we're just going. If we don't get one this year, we're not saying the Houston Rodeo for a year.
You guys, good.
We're not saying it. We're just not doing it.
I don't think that's the case. I think we have to.
I'll stick to it.
I think
the Houston Rodeo.
I think we'll probably have reads for tickets and
nah,
stuff.
Nah, no ticket. I'm boycotting. I'm protesting.
And they say no.
They don't just get to use us, man.
Get us a damn care
like pack. We're pieces of meat.
Yeah. As a side note, guys, the Baltimore Ravens, they've signed Lakin Tomlinson.
Them old Ravens got them old guard, huh?
Got a big ass.
Yep. They just signed Lakin Tomlinson. So there it is. There's the Ravens out here trying to.
They need a little O-line help.
Need a little O-line help. Yep. So they go with old LT. Real LT in the building with the Ravens. Hang out with us. Come on out and have a good time. Willie Fritz, as I said, coming up here in just a bit. Before we get there, Clint, I was listening to D'Amico Ryans on the Coach's Show last night, and you should as well. Every Monday after we get done during the season, the Coach's Show, he jumps out and especially coming off a game like the win against the Chiefs, it was good to hear from the head coach. But he talked about this to me, and I think this directly goes to the third quarter, directly goes to the second half, and to the offense. But he talked about, even though winning the game, still have some things to clean up.
For us, like, even going back to the game, right, versus Kansas, even though we won that game, like, there's so many things we got to clean up.
Yeah.
So there's no room for anyone to, you know, not to look past a team, right, or, like, I'm so focused on our team right now and the things we have to clean up. You know, offensively, we got a ton of things that we need to clean up. Defensively, there are some things that, you know, got loose on us a little bit that we can clean up with some communication things as well. So I'm so focused on that to where we got to focus on us to where, okay, whoever our next opponent is, we'll deal with that when the time comes. But right now, we got to clean up our house first.
All right, talking about some things to clean up, and he specifically talked about the offense there. And Clint, I'm certain they're watching the film and watch what they, just as you did, watch what happened to them in the second half. And my wonder is, it's 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in. Is this a concern for you? My wonder is, was this a deal of a... Steve Spagnuolo is one of the best defensive coordinators in the history of this league. He's won multiple Super Bowls. He has done things to cause Tom Brady to struggle in Super Bowls. He is one of the best. And then Chris Jones is one of the best defensive linemen of this era. And they have those two guys that other teams don't. So it was more that than, hey, this is a blueprint that other teams that the Texans are going to face are going to attempt to do. Is this something that is a blueprint that the Chargers will do? Hell, the Cardinals might do next week when they get into the playoffs. Did you think it was more blueprint that other teams can actually perform against the Texans? What happened in that second half where they only gained 78 yards and got four first downs? Or do you think this was more attributed to, they got a great defensive coordinator and a great player that confuses me?
Well, I think it had to do with both, Ron. I think it's not one or the other. I think it's the key here is what can the Texans control, right? That's the problem, right? I mean, the issues in the second half had to do with Chris Jones was an absolute monster and disrupted the first two series of the second half.
See, that would make me feel better because everybody don't have that.
Correct. That was the problem, right? And there's you're not going to do anything to get Mark Andrews any better. I mean, I'm sorry, Jake Andrews any better, or Ingram any better, or Trent Brown any quicker. Like, there's nothing you're going to do there. So you had one guy that is the best at his position disrupt the second half, the first two series. And then you had timely blitzes over the next three drives that put you in third and long that really took the football, took the wind out of every bit of the wind out of your sails. So it was a great job scheming it up, and it was a great player on the other side of the ball. Now, the conversation doesn't need to be, well, what happened or who deserves more credit. The conversation means, well, how can the Texans help themselves, right? What can the Texans do? And right now, the reality of it is they were unprepared. They are unprepared, as they've been multiple times versus pressure, and it's an absolute jailbreak up front. And your quarterback clearly does not know what's coming, where, who's picked up, who's not picked up. He's trying to retreat so he can process and decipher who's coming, who's not. Can I continue on with the play, or do I need to throw it away? And he's going to get hurt. So the reality of it is all things can be true. Yes, those guys were great on the other side of the football. And by the way, that is a blueprint that's going to be laid out versus the Texans as much as opponents can do it moving forward.
Because we hadn't seen that. That looked like more like last year's stuff. Like, anytime they drop back to pass,
yeah,
in the second half, even the one they completed, the third and 17, it was still two guys he had to avoid to try to get that off. I'm just like, if it's a Chris Jones and Spags thing, all right, you can deal with that. Everybody ain't got that. But is Jesse Minter and the Chargers going to look at that and be able to say, we can mimic that?
I don't think that all defensive coordinators are going to all of a sudden be a blitz-happy team in critical situations. I don't think teams are going to get out of their own identity unless the game dictates that. I don't think teams are going to get out of their own identity. But I do think teams that are comfortable playing man or are comfortable disguising and bringing pressures, I think you're going to see a higher rate of it moving forward. And definitely the better defenses in the league, which you are going to see in the playoffs, those better defenses are definitely going to be able to dial that up. They're definitely going to mimic it. They're definitely going to – and it may be something that they throw on you coming out of the halftime in the second half as an adjustment. But you are – if C.J. Stroud ever does get in a rhythm, if this offense ever does get in a rhythm – early in a ball game, you better believe that one of the adjustments are going to be pressure, 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 and the Texans are going to have to deal with it. The part that our guys over at NRG Stadium are responsible for and their feet should be held to the fire for is you better have a damn plan, because you clearly don't have a plan, and what your plan was did not work. It was absolutely awful in those critical moments. And it wasn't just one guy. It wasn't basic fundamentals and technique. It was a plan that one, wasn't good from jump, and two, you had no adjustment away from it. Luckily, your quarterback made a few plays.
Luckily, you can't live on that.
No, you can't. Your defense is absolutely tremendous. Luckily, a Hall of Fame head coach handed you the ball, points, and momentum all in one fell swoop of a fourth down and five call versus the best defense in football right now. So if you want to bank on those things to win games, cool, that's fine. But I think this offense just has to be significantly better.
All right, coming up, let's head to the phone line after we get back from break. The head coach, Willie Fritz, of the Houston Cougars. What a turnaround he has had this season. 9 wins at U of H and ranked in the college football playoff. They look forward to take on LSU in the Kinders Texas Bowl. Let's talk to him and get his thoughts on the bowl and this great season at U of H. Willie Fritz coming up next right here live on the
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Go Cougs!
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right, welcome back here to The Drive here on Sports Radio 610 on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Let's head out to the phone lines, and we're joined, happy to be joined by Willie Fritz, head coach of the Houston Cougars, and the 21st ranked Houston Cougars who are headed to NRG Stadium to face the LSU Tigers in the Kinders Texas Bowl on December 27th. Before we kind of look at that matchup, Coach, one, we appreciate you joining us, and two, what's been the big thing behind this turnaround, a pretty quick turnaround, going from 4 wins to 9 wins and really competing in the Big 12, at least really competing for a championship in the Big 12 this year?
Well, we had a little bit of time that helped us. You know, when I took the job a year ago, we had to play an extra week. I was at Tulane, played in the conference championship. By the time I got there, school was already out. You know, it's out right now for us. And, so I didn't get a chance to meet the kids. And the portal was a little different to navigate. And I didn't really know, what we needed, those kind of different things. Did the best we could. And we're very competitive in year one, but
Coach, let's
really match out in the world.
Hold on, Coach. Let's pull Coach down to see if we can get a better connection there. As Tyler will work that out, let me know when you get to that. It's interesting hearing him talk about the portal and everything you need, and we're seeing different coaches go to new places, Clint. And you got to try to navigate. It used to be just recruiting. Now you got to navigate the portal, and we're seeing you can get going quick, but it may take a little bit after that first year, not knowing exactly what you need.
Well, I mean, look, he's clearly a builder of programs. I mean, what he was able to do at Tulane, now what we've seen him do at U of H. Look, he's very familiar with Texas, with the Houston area. I don't think it's any surprise to anybody that Willie Fritz was able to turn around U of H and get him back on track. Now, navigating the portal, navigating NIL, and trying to figure out the landscape of college football that's changing, extremely fast. I think it's extremely challenging for everybody, and probably mostly so for the coaches.
Yep, Coach Willie Fritz joins us back here. Sorry about that, Coach. As you said, navigating year one, going through that portal, not knowing exactly what you needed when you guys first got there.
Yeah, that was something that was a little bit different, and I think everybody kind of was learning point in time. But now there's a little bit of stability in the sport, and we're going to have one portal window instead of two, like we've had the last few seasons. But also, we want this to be a high school driven program. That's I know Clint played for a buddy of mine, Dick Olin, at Baytown Lee. I recruited his high school for decades. Did you play with Andy Hodges too?
Yeah, he's a little younger than me. I know who you're talking about, but he's younger. I appreciate
Andy
you dating me.
For me. played for me up there in Missouri when I was up there. He still comes to a bunch of my games here at the University of Houston. But kids seem to be a lot easier to adapt to a place when it's pretty close to their home. So we're just lucky we're at the epicenter.
Damn cell phone's getting us.
Yeah. Sorry, Coach. That is damn, man. He was giving you praise too, man. Talk about, look at Dick Olin got his name mentioned on here. I bet you Dick Olin's gonna call us as soon as he gets the chance to hear. But hopefully, at some point we get to hear from Coach a little bit, but. This should be an interesting matchup, right? This feels like a matchup, Clint, of a team who desperately wants this game and wants to win and continue to take steps in their program at U of H against an LSU team that's kind of in flux right now.
Well, look, I mean, you can't catch LSU at a better time right now in a sense of eyeballs on that program. And so if you're the Cougars and you're playing, you've had a hell of a season, you're playing in one of the better bowl games in bowl season right here at NRG Stadium, the Texas Bowl, and you bring on an opponent that's got a ton of eyeballs on it, man. You want to talk about, recruiting and folks knowing Everybody knows who U of H is, but getting that brand out there even more, this is a huge opportunity. This game is big time. Coach, if you're back with us, man, can you speak a little bit to just being able to play in this bowl game right here in your backyard and how big of a deal this is?
Yeah, we were really hoping we'd have an opportunity to play in the Texas Bowl. I've heard great things about it. I think this will help us. We talked about recruiting. I think this should help us in recruiting as well. And obviously playing a quality opponent like LSU, I'm very familiar with them being at Tulane for 8 years. And, you know, they probably have a top 10 recruiting class, you know, every year the last 20, 30 years. You know, so we're going to play against some really high-level talent. Know a lot of the coaches on staff. A few of them have coached with me. Some different stops along the way. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us. I know when the pairing was made, our kids were excited about being able to compete against a great program like LSU.
Coach, as we look at the bowl situation here, I'm curious from you, somebody who has been in college football for a long time, and I think a lot of people are excited about this matchup here at NRG between Houston and LSU. As we look at kind of the landscape of college football right now, do you have concerns that the bowl system is potentially going to change and maybe this may look different here years down the line?
Yeah, I do. You know, I've saw there's a few teams that opted out. There's reasons they might want to do that. I think you always want to have another opportunity to play. We love playing football here at the University of Houston. You know, I think most schools feel that way. But we got to figure all this stuff out with the, you know, college football playoffs, the bowl system and how we're doing it, when we're playing those games. You know, there's the portal, when the best time for that might possibly be. So there's a lot of things. There's been a lot of changes. Just there's been more changes the last 3 or 4 years than I had the first 30-some-odd years of my career. And there's probably going to be more changes coming up, but hopefully we can make the right changes and we'll stay down a path for a long period of time.
Coach, we can go way down a rabbit hole and not make a whole lot of progress talking about with the state of the transfer portal, NIL, and all that kind of jive that you got to deal with to make a dang living. But I want to get back on these Cougars, man. At what point this year in this turnaround? I know you were pretty confident in you guys and you knew you had a good squad. But at what point in this season did you realize, hey, man, some wires are connected here, man. We got a real chance for this thing to take off.
You know, quite a few of the games, probably when we went out to Arizona State, you know, we had a most unbelievable strength coach, and he passed away during the season. Matter of fact, passed away that morning of that ball game, Kurt Hester. And, you know, the kids just have never wavered. You know, as you know, the strength coaches, you know, sees the players probably more than anybody. You know, they're around them on a daily basis once you get done with the season. And the coaches aren't around him quite as much. And he made just a tremendous impact. And our guys kind of dedicated the year to Coach Hester and all the things that he did to help those guys turn into better young men. And, you know, that was a tough game out there. They're a good squad. They were the Big 12 champion a year ago, and the guys played extremely well that night and fought through a lot of adversity and just showed me how tough they were. And that kind of made me realize, you know, hey, these guys – really turned the corner.
All right, Coach. Well, Wynn, we appreciate you joining us, and we look forward to this matchup. I know we'll be out there doing some things. Hill Clint might call the game. You never know. He might call this, Kinder's Texas Bowl coming up December 27th between your Houston Cougars and the LSU Tigers. Can't wait to see that, and good luck in the game coming up.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on. Go Cougs.
All right, that's Coach Willie Fritz, head coach at the University of Houston. As I said, turnaround, Clint, 4-8 last year, and now they're 9-3. And I'm sure he is. There's a couple of losses in there where I'm certain he, like West Virginia at home, that one comes to mind a lot. Where that's a team that I think Houston's been better than all season and just had a tough game that day, but 9 wins off of a 4-win season in year one. It's a pretty good turnaround.
Yeah, it's a hell of a year too, man. I mean, look, you lose to Texas Tech in pretty convincing fashion, but you look who they are, and then as you said, you drop one to West Virginia,
drop one to TCU.
Yeah, Those two hurt. Yeah. Those two hurt, no doubt, because you feel like you got a real chance, and you obviously got a really good team, a 9-win team, and so you look back on this one and you wish you had them two games back. But what I love about what's going on at U of H is, and this, there's a couple of things in college football. Look, there's a lot of conversations around what needs to change and how it needs to change. I don't know that there's ever going to be a right answer. It's just like the college football playoffs. If they expand this thing to 16 teams, we're going to be bitching and moaning about 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, who gets in. It's a never-ending story. It's always going to happen, right? But one thing that I do think is absolutely beautiful, kind of a silver lining, is what's going on right now at U of H with the Connor Wegman kid. I mean, a local kid that goes to Texas A&M, 4-star, 5-star. I don't remember Tyler. You probably know what he was, but I know he was a highly rated quarterback coming out, right? He goes to A&M. Things don't go according to plan. And in typically old school fashion, he'd be buried on a depth chart. He'd probably have to sit around for a year and then decide to transfer. And then when he transfers, he's got to sit out another year. And so you sit there and you just this kid, when he's on a clock and he's got 5 years from the time that he steps on campus, he's got 5 years to play college football. And the NCAA has always acted like, oh, no big deal. It is a monster. It's a major deal for a kid that's only got one life to live to have his clock ticking and be forced to sit out multiple years. And the silver lining in this thing right now, it's a win-win for players and schools, right? Maybe not your top schools, but 75 to 80% of schools out there. Connor Wegman realizes immediately, hey, this thing ain't working out at A&M. This is not where I am wanted. It's not where I'm going to get my run. So I'm a good enough player. I can go somewhere else. I can get paid, and I can play and enjoy my 5 years. Whatever football is possible in my 5 years. He goes to U of H. He doesn't only go to U of H. He also helps a program and brings a 4-star, 5-star talent to a program that typically would have never seen that 4- or 5-star. And so I just, the transfer portal itself is beautiful. Players getting paid is beautiful. Expanding college football playoffs is absolutely beautiful. All these things that just get such a they're bad, they're viewed negatively because the adults in the equation, the NCAA is awful, there's no guardrails, and it's the wild, wild west. But the reality of it is the silver lining is what's going on at U of H. The program is significantly better because you can go places and you can get 4- and 5-star players to come to you after they realize, hey, man, their first decision wasn't a real good one, right? And so the program wins in a major way. We as fans win in a major way because it's not just a clean sweep, but there's more parity in college football. You can see the Ole Misses of the world that are actually the Vanderbilts of the world can go out there, and the Indianas of the world. How do I forget the number one team in the country? Like these teams, programs can be completely rebuilt immediately because you can hire a coach and that coach can bring 14 or 15 players that knows their system and can. I mean, you start on the 10th floor instead of the first floor in building that thing when you can do that. So I know we got to get some guardrails in place. They got to figure this thing out, man. But what's going on at U of H is exactly why it's beautiful with the Connor Wegman kid getting a second opportunity and U of H getting the chance to have a quarterback of that ilk.
I do wonder what their ceiling is there.
U of H?
Yeah, just because, like he said, his backyard, and literally just step outside, his backyard, there is a ton of talent in the city of Houston.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you go through college football every week, you see people from Katy, you hear that name all over the country. Teams from Katy, players from Sugar Land, players from the area, players from Houston. But obviously, he has to compete. Now, they are in the Big 12 now, which is a big deal, but still got to compete with A&M, and you got to compete with Texas and Texas Tech.
Well,
it's been, and I do. It is something to see what the ceiling is at U of H.
Well, the ceiling is a college football playoff. I mean, get in and see what happens. I mean, that's the ceiling. I mean, the reality of it is at U of H, there is no doubt about it. You're playing in a conference where you can, at U of H, you can get equal to or better than Jimmy's and Joe's of anybody in this conference. Absolutely, 100%. You may have a hard time competing with that money at Texas Tech right now, the way they're buying players. But I'm just talking about long term. There's not a program in the Big 12 that's going to go out there and year in, year out, have better Jimmys and Joes than U of H. Now, if you go in there and you jack around and you don't recruit, you don't develop, you don't have a good offensive mind, a good defensive mind, that's a different story. But if you put the pieces together, you can go out and if you can identify the the talent that you want to bring in the transfer portal and pay them. If you pay the right guys, if you find a quarterback that works in your system, that fits your system, that's a legit leader and a real player, not some guy that just has some tangible assets, but a guy that's if you find your quarterback and you pay the right guys, U of H can very easily be the best team in the Big 12, which puts you squarely in the middle of the college football playoffs. Texas Tech is telling you that right now.
In theory, your mind is, all right, as he said, we want to be a high school program. You get good amount of kids in this city, and then you pair it with, as you said, getting the right kids out of the portal.
Yeah. Well, he can say, look, I love Willie. Look, Willie can be a high school program and develop and all that kind of stuff. That's great. But the reality of it is
Connor Wegman
ain't going to U of H to develop.
And that is probably a big reason why they're 9-3.
Right.
Why they had to turn around.
The key here, you can be whatever it is you want to be. You can be whatever type of program you want to be if your coaches, your coordinators on the sidelines are weapons, if you find a quarterback, and if you pay the right guys. You can do whatever you want with the other 85-90% of your players. You can bring them up through, you can bring some lower ranked guys and keep them at home, and for whatever reason, you can develop them and feed them and house them. What Sly say? Feed you, house you, all that kind of stuff.
Rest in peace.
You can do all that you want, but you gotta have difference makers in on the sideline. You gotta find your quarterback and you gotta pay the right players. Period. Point blank. The college football game is about that right there. If U of H does it, they don't have to have the biggest, fastest defensive line, offensive line in the game. That's not required in the Big 12. You can go win a bunch of games in the Big 12 and get into a college football playoff.
Not right now.
In the Big 12.
Unless Texas Tech continues this. All right.
Well, I mean, look, Texas Tech, you're going to compete with that money. They're buying. They're paying the right guys, all right.
Yeah.
They're paying the best in the country available
right now,
O-line and D-line. Really, yeah. D-line this past year. So that's a different animal. But generally speaking, the Big 12 is gettable.
The TCUs, the Baylors.
They're gettable.
Teams, yeah.
They're gettable.
All right, coming up, really just almost unbelievable news coming out of the NFL that really could affect Texas. We'll discuss that.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next.
On 610 with Pendergast to run the show.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Shout out to Coach Willie Fritz, University of Houston, for joining us ahead of their huge bowl game. Kenders, Texas
Lane,
Bowl.
Lane Kiffin going to join us?
No, I think Frank Wilson might, though, the interim
coach. Is he?
Coach.
I like old Frank, man.
I don't know if he is. I don't
really?
Think he is. I know he's the interim coach. I don't know if he's doing this.
I mean, Frank been around these parts now.
He joined the fellas of Payne and Pendergast, I believe, this
week. Big Frank!
Frank did?
Yes, sir.
I'll be damned.
You know what I would have done? I'd have just conducted the interview the entire time as if he was Lane. So is this a hard decision for you? Like, I mean, what? Like, what? What went down on why they? What went down? How close was it for you to be able to coach this team against?
What are you looking for from this program in 2026, Coach?
No, but Willie Fritz should be a. I want to say it should be a really good game. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what LSU players are going to be there. Because the last time LSU played in that bowl, they had a lot of dudes going to the league that just said, nah, I'm good. And we've seen that a little bit in these bowl games. So we'll see. We'll see how it is. I think U of H kids and their head coach sound like they're definitely excited about being in the game. And want to take another step. And it is. You win a championship, Clint, win 10 games, and you win the Texas Bowl is a really good bowl. You win a championship.
If you are a 9, you know, 8, hell, I'll even say, if you're a bowl-eligible team and you're not a team that you're building, like let's say you're building and you're not a team that has, you know, hey, championship or bust type expectations, you just messed the bed, you won 6 or 7 games instead of 12, and everybody's exiting your program. If you're one of those programs that's building, or a program that year in, year out has to build, there's zero excuse for missing a bowl game. I mean, look, if you lose your coach or you're just ravaged by injuries, it's a different deal. But, I mean, the programs that are canceling these games, foregoing the 12 to 15 practices, the ability to get your product on the screen, the ability to get out of town with your kids for 4 or 5 days and let them enjoy and see other parts of the country. I mean, it's a crying ass shame. This is where we're at, and how coaches. I never thought we would. I knew we would have the players that had NFL potential would sit out and not risk injury. I never thought we would reach a place where coaches and overall programs were like, nah, we're good. We don't need the 15 practices. We don't need the game reps. I've never met a coach that didn't believe that time on task and practice and games weren't important. Even if you're playing your young quarterback, even if you're playing younger players, to find out what these guys are all about when there's real bullets flying is extremely valuable. I can't believe we're at a point where there's certain teams that are just like, nah, we're good.
Maybe it's been happening.
Yeah.
It's been happening. It's been happening a lot.
All over the place.
Clint and Tyler, the people, I have to, before we get to this, Phyllis, as my wife calls him, Phyllis Rivers story. I wanted to be honest about something and where I am in the space I'm in right now. The Chiefs season is basically over. The Texans ended it, and then Jalen Hurts, Houston's own, did his best to really put the nail in the coffin yesterday with the Chargers loss, which really hurts the outside chances for the Chiefs to get in. And it's not their year. And I've said this before to you fellas and the listeners. You know, outside of the Chiefs, there's no other team that I want to win. I hope and root for the Texans to win every Sunday except for when they're playing against the Chiefs. And I want this Texans team, Tyler, to be the team that I root for.
Yes!
Clint, I'm going to have to get off social media.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Folks making it hard for me to not get my the human nature of me not to roll in. There's some people who are really enjoying or enjoy the happiness that, you know, my team has lost.
Hold on, show.
And really going to a personal level. In a bit, not, I mean, obviously a little bit, but going to a, boy, I am so glad that you're sad. Gotten that message? I want to root for the Texans, but Tyler, some Texans fans are making it hard for me. Some Texans fans are making me want to see them in pain.
Arrowhead's been a house of horrors, man. They're just basking in the glory of finally getting a dub there.
Well, no, it's a little bit more personal than that.
If they're getting personal, I mean, you can find it's a little bit more.
I want to root, but there are people in here, Tyler, making me, because I do. I want to see you smile and happy.
Yeah,
I do.
Think of my face.
I want to see the excitement for Tyler.
Don't think of the asshats getting personal about football. Think about my pretty face.
I gave Larry a day to let it go. I want to see Larry happy.
Longhorns makes.
I want to see Tony lose her mind again at the TV set.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Dom in Jersey. I want to hear him. I want to hear most of you. But there are some of you that I read stuff where I'm like, well, I hope the hell they lose. So you can feel bad. I gotta start reading the responses. I got to.
Yeah, you just gotta ignore those assets.
It's hard. I got to. Or it's gonna take over. It's gonna take over me to where those people are gonna win out over seeing the happiness on your face, Tyler, that I want to see. The happiness, B. Scott. I want to see the happiness. I want to hear Sean. I want to hear Sean lose his mind. I want to see John Harris happy after games. I want to see that. I got to get off social. I got to stop.
Is that my boy Ron?
I do. Text line coming in, Ron. Now you know what it feels like to be a Cowboy fan, where people relish every time you lose a game. No, I've been living this for about 7-8 years.
Cowboys.
I know what it feels like.
Yeah, that's somewhere else you can find solace. So I mean, you got them rings.
No, I'm good with it. I'm just saying it's just human nature. When you get
if they're being personal,
when a bunch of people start talking trash to you, like when you lost to Texas, and a bunch of people start talking trash to you, Tyler, you the human nature part says, I hope you get it into your demise.
Cheese it bowl.
Ron, it's due to you constantly crapping on the hometown team and hometown radio and acting like the Chiefs and Mahomes are untouchable.
I don't think he does that.
I never do. That's the other part. I could see it if I talked a lot of trash to you. I mean, this may come as disrespectful. I really don't mean it in this way. But like the Texans aren't in a they've just never been in a situation for me to even have a problem with the Texans. Like there's nothing that has happened to make me dislike the Texans. there's nothing there. I like them.
Well, we finally have a reason for you two, so just keep liking them for my sake.
Yeah, I know. There's no reason. There's still no reason to hate them. They won the game. They're a better team. They were a better team Sunday.
I think you were pissed when they lost, though, knowing like your fandom.
Oh, yeah, I'm not mad at the game, but I'm not mad at that. Like, this isn't the Texans haven't held the Chiefs down from getting to places they want to get to, right? Like, it's just. Like, I can see why Texans fans hate the Chiefs. They've been in your way a couple of times, just like you hate the Ravens. But no, I just never had any hatred for the Texans. I haven't. I don't crap on the team. You may call it. You may feel like it's crapping when I'm being honest. I don't. I can't believe Show ain't a Texan fan. Why don't you go around and check out some of your neighbors, see if they're just straight up Texan fans. Might have some Saint fans. Might have some Cowboy fans. Might have a lot of fans around here. No, man, I do. I gotta get off of it because I do. I wanna root for the Texans. Jalen Petrie's my favorite player on the Texans. And by the way, I call a spade a spade. Creed Humphrey, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes. That was real weak sauce. They tried to come at Jalen Petrie on that legal hit.
We're going to Las Vegas.
A legal hit. It was a great hit. Good legal hit. Mitchell Schwartz, chill out, man. Ain't no helmet-to-helmet contact. But I want to root for him. I do. And I will. I am not gonna let the negatives fight over and take over for your happiness, Tyler. I won't do it.
That's important to me, and I appreciate it.
I won't do it. I'll try not to. I'll just start blocking people. That's what I'll do. Are you a big blocker?
I wouldn't say big, but if it reaches a point with any account, then yeah, I don't hesitate or think too hard about it.
I try not to block.
I think I can silence some
people. But you need to chill out. You're trying to get people to meet up with you.
No, I'm not. No, that is not. No,
that's exactly what you said. I'm not hard to find. You post, we're going to be.
He said
Buffalo
he couldn't wait to run into this fool. And so I said, hey, man, I ain't hard to find. Hell, you over bumping them damn gums. I mean,
I've had a couple of fellas ask which live broadcast I'd be at next.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to push him. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I will silence some folks that are constantly pushing stuff across my timeline that I don't appreciate. I mean, there's people that just annoy the hell out of me with some of the stuff. It's most of the time it's retweeting stuff.
I'll just mute them.
That's what I meant. I said silence. I'm a muter.
You're a muter? Yeah, I do a little mute. I gotta start muting some people.
Yeah.
All right. I do. Right.
That's easy, man. Mute the hell out of them, man. You have a long
list.
You have a long list of mutes.
The human nature jumps into me.
Mute them so hard.
What you got coming up?
It's a tape drop Tuesday, y'all. And I don't know. I may have got a little aggressive yesterday. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.